step up and pray. Each machine seemed to say, as I walked round and round the Penny Arcade.
Welcome to Boz and Baz's festive Penny Arcade. We've made an attempt at doing a Christmas special. I invited show superfan Kevin Reap to join us. We even got him a nice little Boz and Baz's Penny Arcade Christmas jumper to wear whilst doing it. Now, Kevin was a bit nervous about joining us on the show, so he brought his minder, former KGB enforcer Emma the Corrector Reap, to join him. Makes him feel a little bit safer. We were also lucky enough to have Ang Harrod join us again, as we were in her kitchen and we'd ordered a takeaway, so had to share. Hopefully this is going to be dropping at a time that will help you get through that strange sort of between Christmas and New Year period where, you know, you're just eating leftovers non-stop, probably wearing tracky bottoms all the time. Maybe, you know, you might not have even showered for a day or so. You've probably barely left the house. Or you might be one of those unfortunate people who have to work over the festive period. So whilst your family are at home, you're in the office or warehouse or shop or wherever it is that you have to work, pretending that you are in fact working when the reality is you're just eating all the leftover little scraps of chocolate that were left on the last day before Christmas. But anyway, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, sit back and enjoy our festive episode.
Do you know, in Japan, they have a Christmas KFC?
Tell me more.
Back in 1974 they introduced it, because it's not a public holiday in Japan, Christmas. So Christmas Eve, for $20, I believe, you can get a Christmas special box meal.
Tell me more about what is in this box meal.
I don't know what exactly is in it.
This is a level of research. That...
It's like a tempura chicken type thing. It's KFC, but it's jazzed up a little bit.
I can't imagine they celebrate Christmas in Japan.
No, they don't. It's not a national holiday.
Literally just said that they don't celebrate Christmas.
I can't imagine. There must be some...
No, so Christmas Eve, that's what they do. Back since 1974 that started.
Interesting.
Why would they have a Christmas KFC if they don't celebrate?
Well, I think, you know...
Because there's a lot of expats out there, there's a lot of Americans.
So they want to get on board, but actually a lot of the locals are into it. And I think, from memory...
Fried chicken, to be fair, is quite a big thing.
Well, Rams copied this, and I think, didn't he? In Japan, there's a all-you-can-eat KFC.
Yeah.
It's basically just...
There might be.
Yeah, all-you-can-eat.
But from memory,
it's
a festive triple bucket, 6 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 6 crispy mini fillets. I can't remember if it's 7 or 8 hot wings. I'm pretty sure you get popcorn chicken with it, and obviously you get the fries and drink.
No stuffing.
I was hoping they'd go turkey.
That would be good.
Yeah, but the size of a turkey
fried turkey.
They've been doing especially seasoned fries over here, haven't they? Have you seen the seasoned fries they've been having for Christmas? Have you not seen them?
Tell me more about
them. I have had them. I have seen them.
I have tried them. I can't remember what they are, but they're nice.
I've gone off KFC.
Really nice.
It used to be my Fatty Friday food choice.
It used to be my hangover food, so I've gone off it.
No, you've gone off hangovers. I'm not doing them anymore.
But then, no, I can't eat when I'm over, so it doesn't really matter.
I've just gone off KFC and
you can't eat at all.
I'm
sick. I can't drink when I can't even have water when I'm hungover. If I'm hungover, I'm spewing.
You're doing retch when you're sick, either. That's weird.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Just hits the bowl. The
ghost sick.
Yeah. I don't make any noise.
Just opens her mouth.
I'm that good at it. It happens that often.
Just opens her mouth, right? It's the weirdest thing. Just opens
her mouth. Can you imagine that? Can you just imagine that? I'm that good at it. I just open my mouth.
We've got it.
Maybe
that shouldn't be said.
Welcome to this month's episode. I'm that good at it. I just open my mouth. Followed by what was the one from last one? 18 inches.
Yeah.
Could you possibly stop?
Christmas tree.
That Ang doesn't like. This is like a section.
She doesn't like films.
By itself. No. Come on, Ang, tell us things that you don't like.
I don't like magic.
Why don't you like magic?
Because I don't like the fact that I don't know how to do it. I like to see a problem and then I like to solve it. And if I can't solve it, what's the point?
It's not a problem though, is it?
It is because it's like a challenge, isn't it? It's like, look what I've done. It's like, well, unless you tell me how you've done it, what's the point?
But again, it's not even a challenge. It's just entertainment.
Yeah, it's entertainment.
But it's not entertainment unless I work it out.
Like when Danny DeMore walked across the Thames.
Yeah, why would you do that? Unless you're going to tell people how you've done it.
Can you do it?
No.
That's the point.
There's a lot that you wouldn't understand. How does a plane fly? What are the specifics?
I don't really care about that, because someone knows.
But
someone knows.
She knows that's not magic.
Yeah, that's not magic.
Yeah, but Dynamo knows how he's walked across things, so surely that same logic applies.
No, it doesn't. I just don't like magic.
Okay.
I don't like magic.
Right, so magic, done. Under a minute and 20 seconds, magic is shit.
Okay.
What else don't you like?
Musicals.
Why don't you like musicals?
I know, this pisses me off as well. This really pisses
me off. Such a great game. Okay, so musicals. Why are musicals shit?
Because they're so happy. They're just annoying.
Have you ever watched Les Mis?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's just...
It's also not happy.
No, but it's just not. Like, I like... Don't get me wrong. I like Mary Poppins and I like Wizard of Oz and all of that stuff.
But otherwise,
it's not real life. We don't just go... Emma doesn't knock the door and I answer the door with a song. It's just not realistic.
Ah, you've not knocked on our house. What happens when you come to Shea Reap.
Okay, all right. Well, when I come to your house, maybe it'll change my opinion.
You don't like stage musicals, do you?
Right. So this is what gets me, is when people say, like, about films or whatever.
She likes film
it's just
musicals.
Not realistic. Of course it's not.
Great show.
They're all about, like, suspending belief.
I've never seen it.
Watch that. And enjoy it. Embrace it.
But you don't like stage musicals, do you? Like, I like the theatre. I like stage musicals.
Yeah, I
don't. He does.
I don't. Yeah. So for my birthday... Me and Boz have been together quite a long time, and if I think about some birthday presents he's bought me...
He doesn't buy you birthday presents.
No, he bought me... I'm not a big fan of musicals.
So he bought you...
He bought me a ticket to the West End.
Brilliant.
Twice.
Yeah, that present's for him. Yeah.
Yeah. Then he bought me a ticket. Absolutely. He bought me a ticket to go and watch Barcelona play football.
Don't like football.
In Barcelona, but that was my present.
Who paid for the flights to Barcelona?
Me.
I tried to help.
Did you?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. You paid for the hotel with your free Hilton points.
Happy birthday, Anne!
And another time then we went...
Was it bunk beds again?
No, it wasn't bunk beds. Oh, that was another time we went to Cardiff and we had bunk beds and it was like a prison, wasn't it? We were playing porridge. And another time we went to Bath. We went to Bath. I'd look on TripAdvisor for the most like nicest restaurant.
I knew it was a car.
It was raining that day, so we sat in a pub and we drank a fair bit. We went to this restaurant... Boz ordered a starter, I didn't. Boz ate the starter, fell asleep, woke up, was like, should we go now? I hadn't even eaten.
I heard this before.
Yeah, so that was another thing.
I think I ordered a main as a starter as well.
and then it was really embarrassing because everyone could tell that he was sleeping. I was fuming because I was like kicking him to wake him up. Yeah, that wasn't a good day, was it?
Where else have you fallen asleep, Boz?
Everywhere.
I fall asleep anywhere.
Weddings, all sorts.
Yeah. I've been better lately, though. I've been, you know.
Yeah, no, you're asking for it.
Yeah, the last time we went out, you did get in up at 5 a.m. and chase me around the house.
Hey.
No, and then this is like, I'm sleeping in the spare room tonight. As like, you crack on.
Yeah, which room?
Oh yeah,
all of them.
Yeah.
Alarm set for 2 hours.
I feel like we're picking on Boz.
Yeah, I feel like
we've sidetracked.
Good deflection.
Yeah.
Sort of things that you don't like.
So what else don't you like?
We've sidetracked because we know that one of those things is Boz. But anyway, so
you're pretty normal. It's not much you don't like. Other than
magic,
films,
musicals,
magic.
Films and arcades.
I fucking hate arcades. Phoebe was devastated when I told her. Yeah, I think Phoebe
went to Western. Let's go to the pier. Ugh.
Phoebe was so upset when I told her I didn't like arcades.
Anne doesn't like fun.
Why does he like arcades?
Yeah, you came to that conclusion, didn't you?
What's the matter with you?
I'm not a big gambler. I like two pence machines just don't interest me.
You've never seen racing games? There's no gambling.
Oh, no, we did in Tokyo, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you only like the arcades in Tokyo?
When I was going on.
Even then I was complaining.
On the ground, show the grabbing machines to win the toys and all that. Yeah. Give me real grief and all that.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with these yen coins?
But to you, it's Monopoly money. You spent like 20 quid on trying to get a shit toy from a machine and you failed out.
They were Pokemon.
Oh, which one? What are you going for?
There was loads of different
ones. Yeah, but hang on. Was this the
what's
crab
the one in the egg?
They all are.
No.
It is egg something, isn't it? It is actually, it's really stupid, but...
Eggalicious?
That's a nice egg. Yeah. They do nice wraps.
Funny with eggs.
Hang on. It's like a Pokemon, they're in half an egg all the time, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, how many people need to Google this? Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Sorry, director, producer.
Three people Googling it.
Oh, that's it. That's
the name?
Yeah.
Togepi.
There you go.
So Togepi.
There's another one as well where it's like a bunch of eggs.
Some of the Japanese people
are some Charmanders and stuff like that.
Amazing.
As well.
Babatang. You could tell that that's all they did in their spare time. It was just so good.
I did
the equivalent of 2 pieces.
Hang on.
No, so you're only playing like Guitar Hero or, you know, just actual games.
I'd
it was
like,
brilliant.
I'd like to revisit something here if I may. So
Kev has.
Ad Harrod was annoyed at you for wasting money on the grab machines.
Yes.
So they're the grab machines where you have to work out where to place the grabber to pick up the machine.
Yep. The toy, yes.
So the reason she doesn't like magic is because you can't work out how to do something. But the grabber, you can work out how to pick up a toy
Kev's
and win it.
Kev's deconstructed your personality.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't. Because... I like winning. I'm also very competitive, and those machines are designed for you to lose.
No.
So
well,
no. Yeah, they are.
It's not strictly
true. They're
designed for you to win eventually.
The win. If you actually do win, you get a really shit toy.
One of my mates consistently wins that. Andy wins on them regularly.
Oh, we did help a boy win on them, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because he didn't know how to start the things. We showed him how to start it and he came up to us and was like, I won.
Yeah. He was happy.
Yeah.
How old was he roughly?
He was old. He was like definitely...
He was in his 20s.
Yeah.
And at what point did you steal his toy and then run away?
No, I didn't.
It was
a shit toy.
It was like a good one. he won like a game, didn't he?
So the game that's designed not for you to win, somebody won on it.
Have you seen the video of him playing games in the arcade?
No.
I mean, I know it won't translate well over a pod, but if we've got that video, we should show them something.
Yeah,
like they must spend all their time.
I've seen the basketball game where they're like.
You want to see how quick he is.
Someone did that when we were at Super Bowl.
Sound effect.
And he was just going.
What do you mean the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl bowling alley. Oh, right. There's an arcade in it. He was on the basketball thing, just go that. Like the clip that's been going around for ages, this kid, he was doing that. And he would have looked like he wasn't out of place on your holiday.
Yeah, there were some people there, which is unbelievable. Right? Just like that, they must spend like every single
PC way of saying it.
Well, the thing is, if you say it that way, like he wouldn't have looked out of place on your holiday, you mean he looks like a Welsh person and Welsh people who have visited Japan.
Yeah, like a guitar, you know, and I was watching him. It was like,
no, my
insane.
Parents
and
went.
I think arcades are a big
and
thing.
Some friends,
yeah,
they
are
friends,
Japan,
friends.
Yeah.
Aren't they? Yeah, like the dance machines and stuff that you love.
Oh,
Dance Revolution.
He loves the dance machine. Didn't he?
Yeah, he is really good at the dance machine.
BB, actually, it was the hardest thing ever. It was horrible.
I'm very good at them.
Violated.
Basically, if he doesn't want to do something, you should get Phoebe to ask him.
What are you going
to
do?
And then he just goes,
say no to a child.
You can't say no to a child.
But Phoebe comes up to me and is like, I really want Buzz to do this. And I'm like, right, Phoebs, what you need to do now is just ask him really nicely and just put on a bit of a sad face. Okay, come with me so you can watch.
Film it too.
Yeah, she knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah, she's the worst for just... getting in on stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if there's like, if she wants to just get in on something to like wind someone up or anything, she's.
Was this the camping holiday that you didn't camp on?
Yeah.
Me and Phoebe would have been busy mates at the end of this. I'd have been the one coming up to her going, trying to have a go on Dance Revolution. Nobody else would have a go.
What do you have?
I spent a fortune in the arcade.
To be fair,
I'm terrible.
She
I spent like 40
she
quid.
Would you.
What's John West and Superman?
Kevin, I need more tickets.
John West and Western Superman. We did it was West Swimmer.
Yeah,
West Swimmer. You have the pier in there. And next to the pier, you have the beach. And what's next to the beach? What comes onto the beach?
The sea.
Nope.
Not according to the Baza.
It's an estuary.
Oh, for crying out loud.
It's a sea.
It's an estuary. It doesn't even smell like the sea when you're there.
Is it a river? What is it?
Santa Claus.
Done. What about foods? Christmas foods. What is your favourite Christmas food?
See, this is actually going to bring in the Irish tradition. No, not at all.
Remind me of roast argument.
No.
Oh, brilliant. Anne, could you just bang some more stuff, please?
Roast argument.
No, this is nothing to do with a roast. I don't know why she's trying to make something.
No, we're going to have a roast dinner in a minute.
Yeah, okay.
Cooked dinner.
Cooked dinner, we call it.
My mother, through December, she hasn't done it this year, and she didn't do it last year. But prior to that, my mother used to make goose soup.
Goose soup
is unbelievable. It's top draw. You wouldn't like it, Boz, because you're a vegetarian.
This is true.
But yeah,
not a vegetarian. Tell me about goose soup.
It's lovely. It warms you through. As a kid, every time he's coming from school, as he's coming from school, you'd have soup. It would warm you from the inside out.
So is this? This isn't a Christmas thing.
You can only eat this sitting in an igloo. You have to be as cold as possible.
You need to know that it's goose soup.
Dishing out to the homeless.
In fairness, that's probably not a bad idea. It was only when I met a vegetarian that the goose soup started getting trimmed down because there's no point making two soups.
So now tomato soup.
Which I love. Tomato soup's
spicy
my favourite soup.
Soup.
Trim that goose soup.
So hang on, so he's grown up on goose soup. You've rocked up. Everyone's been eating goose soup for years.
The whole Irish contingency.
Kev's old man is sat there going like, fucking goose soup?
He is.
No, do an Irish accent at least. Come on.
He is. He's basically sat there going, what's going on?
Oh, we've got this lovely spicy tomato. Fuck off. Where is my goose soup?
My tomato soup warms me from outside in. I want to be outside
out. Tomato soup warms you.
Do I put this tomato soup on the outside?
I want to know.
Side?
Is it cream of goose soup? Or
till you have a bowl of goose soup.
You're cold.
You will not understand. You can laugh and joke. When my mum puts a bowl on, I'll invite you around and then you'll know exactly what I mean.
It's like a warm blanket.
We're not going to get it now, though, are we? Just going to get fucking spicy tomato soup. Because one person...
So, yeah, what is the goose? Is it quite a warm?
What would happen, though, if you just turned around and went, oh, do you know what? Don't really like tomato soup. That'd be it. Done. No soup anymore.
Very fat and oily. Hence why it warms you up. I'm just saying, you'll never know because you're weird and vegetarian.
Start us
off.
What I wanted to know, Kevin coming from an Irish family.
Yeah.
I wanted to know about if there are any kind of specific Irish Christmas traditions, or Boz claims to be Welsh. His.
No.
I know what you're fucking doing.
Any Welsh Christmas traditions? Because the reason.
The reason
why I ask is because as we've done this pod, I've found out loads of stuff. Boz says stuff to me as if it's like things that everybody does. Like, you did nesting, didn't you? I'm sorry, what? Well, you know, when you find eggs for birds and like.
Blow
take all
out.
The yeah, blow all the yolk out of them that and
don't
just
tell her that.
Keep them.
Judge Boz.
Keep them in
a
bucket.
A
I used to do that for Easter and then paint the egg.
No, you went round actual birds' nests.
Oh no, I didn't do that. I went to the supermarket and bought.
She
eggs.
Did. She did.
Let's just let her listen to the pod on her own where Boz is nowhere near her because
this is just an example.
Didn't know any better.
You used to take them out of nests.
Oh my God! How long did that take to land?
Absolute murderer.
Well, it was...
Anyway.
And you made yourself a vegetarian. Yeah.
I'm not a vegetarian, right?
Hang on. Veggie you boss. Turned around to me earlier on and you said, Emma, I'm a vegetarian.
I said, I've drastically cut down my meat consumption.
You did not say that.
Practically a vegetarian.
Look at a meal plan.
Except for the prawns idea.
A meal plan. A vegetables, 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 cheese, vegetables, vegetables.
Oh, you're so close to being vegan.
And then the cheese got dropped.
The cheese just killed me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the reason why I wanted to find out about that was because, like I said, I find out all these things from Boz that he considers to be normal, like casting. Did you ever do casting? What do you mean? You know, just go into a field with a fishing rod and see how far you can cast it. Like, that's normal.
Was there nothing else to do in Wales?
But this is why I asked about the Christmas traditions, not because
that.
it's interesting.
No, but that's why I asked, because he blindsides me with things. So I'm like, what are you on about? And then there's just something that I never would have considered or anything at all. Hence, wanting to know about Welsh Christmas traditions.
My ear is deprived ear.
Oh, what? So Caston, no Christmas?
Caston was a...
right, I've been allowed, I've been allowed to where he was from because he was too rough.
Where were you from?
I'll find you a video later.
It's not there anymore. Yeah. It's, from what he's shown me, it's not there anymore.
No, it's not.
But anyway, so Christmas traditions then. So Kev, do you want to start off?
Well, no, it's kind of a memory.
Yeah?
Because the day after Boxing Day, we tended to go to Ireland for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And just one of my fondest memories at that time was it was the year that Man United were chasing Newcastle down for the title.
I'd love it if we beat them.
It's that year, which I love. Newcastle were flying, but day after Boxing Day, we were sat in a pub, nearly at my auntie and uncle's, but we'd always used to stop off for one. Bear in mind, it's like a 14-hour journey. An hour away, we'd stop off for one.
As you do.
Like a stupid amount of time later, we're still in this pub, and a football song. I just remember Man United winning 2-0. And that was the start of Newcastle giving up the title. It's just one of my memories.
Okay.
But it was linked with the Ireland tradition. We always used to go to Ireland for New Year.
And when you were... And have you spent Christmases in Ireland as well?
Never. Like? Never. My dad always would do it here, but he'd always go home for
what New part Year's. Of Ireland?
It's the Republic of Ireland.
Sligo.
But it's up in the northwest in Sligo.
Oh.
That's where they filmed parts of Braveheart. If I remember correctly.
Did they?
Your cousin is an extra in it.
Wasn't there though.
Was it not?
No.
Oh, I assume that he was there.
He wasn't there when... I don't know where
he was. Hang on a sec. Did they actually film parts of it in Sligo?
Well, maybe not filmed it there. Just... His cousin is an extra in it.
Right. But
the bit where they pull their kilts up.
Kilts up, yeah.
Ah. Really, that's cool. But did you just guess off that?
Yeah, he did.
I assume.
Ah, I assume.
You should never assume. It makes no, it
kills the cat, doesn't it? So basically, Kev, what you've told me there is you have no Irish Christmas traditions.
No, none
at
all.
I put it down on the running order. I gave you over a week to to come up with some, and you've got me nothing.
It depends what you class as Christmas. It could be Christmas Day or Christmas.
Christmas our period. Christmas, like yeah. Christmas period just traditions.
Our tradition was we used to go to Ireland.
Yeah, but that's your family tradition. I mean,
it's like not a tradition. It's a holiday.
Do you know what? do you know how they celebrate Boxing Day in Ireland?
No. This is the shit I want to know.
They don't. It's called St. Stephen's Day.
Okay.
Ah. It's not referred to as Boxing Day.
Yeah. So, what happens?
Well, there's a number of traditions.
Is one of them going to the pub?
Yeah.
No, because the pub...
That's just life.
The pub isn't open Christmas Day.
Pub is
Day.
Life.
I don't think. I'm pretty sure there's 2 days... You'll have to Google this now, but I'm pretty sure there's 2 days in the year when a pub isn't open in Ireland. One of them is Good Friday. And the other one is Christmas Day. They're the only 2 days in the year that a public house is not on.
Mm.
You still haven't Googled it.
I trust him.
I don't know.
He's just having it.
And I suppose Boxing Day back home, everyone goes to see the hunt off, doesn't he?
Yeah, so everyone goes to the hunt on Boxing Day, and New Year's Day is a big day because everyone invites.
It's controversial again.
What's. The hunt.
The hunt.
Oh, the hunt.
They do that in Ireland.
It's a fox hunting, but like, I suppose you. No,
it's fake now, isn't it?
Yeah, so you just see loads of horses, and my father never went out for
used
that.
When we were youngsters, there used to be a lot of hounds.
But my father went out after that had all finished just for a piss up in the pub.
Did he put on like jumpers and stuff?
No. But New Year's Day is a big one. No one goes out New Year's Eve and everyone goes out New Year's Day because it's bands all day.
Mm.
So you have a cooked breakfast in the morning and just go out all day and
New Year's Day is big, isn't it? Back home is... most places go up on New Year's Eve, don't they? But back home is New Year's Day.
Yeah.
It's quite weird, really.
I don't know, I feel like it makes more sense.
Yeah, it's all day, yeah.
Do you know the Polish celebrate...
Christmas Eve.
They do, so it's called Vigilia.
That's what they eat.
What it means, I'm not sure.
One of the girls I work with is Polish, and she celebrates that on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, guys, well, she was telling me how they eat the carp for dinner.
Yeah.
And they would have it in the bar for like days.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I didn't know that bit. And then they drink a lot of vodka.
Do you go to midnight mass?
Do you go to that? No, I go in the morning on the Christmas morning. My Christmas day is pretty regimental. Church, cemeteries, pub, home for dinner.
At what point are there presents?
I'm not a big present family. Never used to be.
No, I'm not. Your mother is.
Yeah, my mother is, yeah.
My family are not.
As a kid, we used to wake up to a stocking at the end of our bed, and it would have... I can only remember as I got a little bit older, but you'd end up with boxers, socks. And that is the thing now, everyone says it, but when you're a kid, you get, socks. Now, I'm like,
I need socks.
Where's my socks?
Oh, no.
I was devastated the first time I had to buy underwear for myself. I was like, Tanya, I need underwear. She's like, yeah. I was like, well, I've never bought it before. My mum normally buys it, and she doesn't live in this country anymore. You're going to have to do it. She's like, I'm not buying underwear. I had to go out and get it myself. It was disgraceful.
What do you do?
Felt so dirty.
Did you just pick it up and sort of stand there and just go, that'll do for me.
Oh, just...
It's just weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
You guys have no idea what it's like bra shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, your mother. Your mother buys horrendous knickers. She still does now.
They're
it's
my
hilarious.
Sexy birthday, aren't they?
Hilarious.
Are we talking like Bridget Jones style ones?
Comfortable, aren't they?
Well, that's the bed ones. You can't be wearing them. They just ming in. They're the proper granny ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
So we're in for you.
Yeah. The world knows now.
It doesn't really matter.
I do find it weird that women wear underwear to bed, though. Like wearing a bra to bed.
I don't wear a bra to bed.
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying.
Oh, no. I don't wear a bra to bed.
Just wear your granny knickers to bed.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I don't wear a bra to bed.
No, that'd be weird.
But people do.
People with big boobs on it.
No. Well, no. I a lot of my friends wear bras to bed.
Do they?
Yeah.
Are they just uneducated in...
That's weird, isn't it?
World of brassieres.
Brassieres.
No,
eyebrow here.
It's so small.
I don't know. Maybe
so
I should write them a guide or use a guide or something.
Oh. And then you could put it on Facebook as a page for everyone to like.
Because I can't imagine
I'd
it.
Love to do that.
We're not just sleeping in it. Obviously, you're underwired.
Yeah, bras can't be comfortable in general. They must be
they're
nice to take
underwired.
Off.
They're all underwired.
No.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, they're amazing to take off. One of the best feelings ever.
I remember
it's like
when
taking socks off, isn't it? It's nice.
Yeah, but I
don't you worry about that. So us boys know what the feeling's like when you take a bra off.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No, the best is when I put on a sports bra and he looks at me and he's like, do you really need to wear that? I'm like, you're a fucking prick.
That's harsh.
That's what you said to me.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes, I do.
Very little.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow.
So
Christmas memories.
Christmas. Well, that was Christmas traditions, so basically there aren't any, but...
Well, my tradition, my mother did always get us colouring book and pens.
Did she?
Every year. Till we were like 20 odd.
I didn't know
she'd become a joke in the end. Like, there was one year she stopped, I must have been 24 of the time. I was like,
were you about to?
Mom, where's my colouring book and pens? What's going on here? No, this is one of those things, yeah. She always would get you, my sister, colouring book and pens.
So has Anne been kind of brought into that tradition now as well? Or?
No, she did do it once, and I was just like,
oh, she got us grown-up ones, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, proper hard ones.
But, like, I'm really practical. So, like, his mother would just say...
You've gone, sorry, is this supposed to be fun? She's gone, yeah, of course it is, Anne. I'm not fucking interested.
I don't like fun.
Have any of you got...
I'm really
Anne
practical.
Doesn't like fun.
Just out of curiosity, have any of you got OCD?
Kev does.
I think
how annoying is the Christmas decoration that they brought on for us?
Yeah.
The fact they didn't space it out.
Yeah.
That's all right for me.
Who wrote
it? We went to Bath and we bought
that
Christmas decoration.
Oh, that's not been done by a blind child.
Oh, he was an idiot.
You would expect so, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Sorry, can I just point out that we're doing a podcast and you are pointing to something visual, explaining something.
Yeah, we do this all the time.
We do this all the time,
Okay, this is probably why you're not like topping one of the top 100
that's
podcasts
why.
In the UK.
That's
exactly
why.
Yeah. Luckily, we've got you on PR now.
Because otherwise, it's just gold.
Yeah.
It's just these little things that are letting us down. If you stop doing that, they'll all come flooding in.
You know, you had 3 likes on one of your posts the other day.
Exactly.
79 likes, that's all I'm saying.
On the Christmas traditions.
Thanks, Kev.
But also weird Christmas
things. So structured. It's ridiculous.
Austria.
Yes.
Do you know one of their traditions?
Oh, Kev.
They do Bad Santa.
Oh, hang on.
So it's this like Halloween.
No, it's, are you talking about the Krampus? The Krampus is he's Bavarian.
Just go.
And he is he's half goat, half demon. And he goes around with St. Nicholas, and he's the one who punishes the naughty kids.
Looks like something that believes that belongs in, like, Narnia or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, you, like, catch him in a pot or something.
It's really bad, actually. I think it's really quite scary. Cool.
They did a film featuring the Krampus in 2015.
Did it?
Yeah, it had the dude that's, like, the serious brother in Step Brothers. Adam something. He's in Parks and Rec.
Step Brothers.
The
one that sings.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Well, he doesn't sing. No, he didn't. Yeah. He's not the one that sings.
In
that's
Will
Ferrell.
Car.
No.
Yeah.
Derek.
Derek.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't even need a Google that.
Oh, don't care.
Derek Rodney. What's Rod?
Do you know
what? Robbie is his kid.
We could have someone else maybe share some Italian Christmas traditions.
Yeah.
Come on, Em.
So my family aren't traditional Italians.
What do you mean they're not traditional Italians?
Basically, both my Italian grandparents got disowned when they came over and married each other in this country. So we have no ties to Italy, really.
This is so disappointing.
But what we... I can explain
God,
what
it's
we
the worst
do.
Version of Godfather ever.
What we do, so there's 24 of us that meet up approximately on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Our Christmas Day is Boxing Day. And basically that constitutes as meeting round about midday. You are greeted with a glass of alcohol of your choosing.
Nice.
Is this pre-ordered?
Everyone brings a little something, but whoever's hosting it will then supply the majority of the alcohol. Then you'll see a buffet like no other, which is normally supplied around about one-ish.
I feel like I've seen pictures of this.
You will
buffet.
Have though.
It's legendary. It is absolutely amazing.
Listeners, check out Instagram for pictures of the buffet.
Yeah, we'll post something on the buffet.
Nice.
Well done, Kel. But yeah, and so it's basically like food, drink throughout the whole day. Quizzes then start from about maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Quizzes.
Oh, whoa. You've missed out. You missed out some fundamental lad time in that.
Okay.
Boxing Day,
football's
sports
on.
Day. So there is football on a massive TV all day.
Brilliant.
And there is an iPad or equivalent device set up showing horse racing all day. And we just eat, drink, gamble and watch sports till the quizzes come out.
So one year, a couple of years ago, that bearing in mind there's 24 of us, we went through 34 bottles of Prosecco. And that was before we started on the spirits, beers, lagers, ciders.
And the quizzes.
So, yeah, that's basically our...
Oh, wow.
That's the De Mayo Christmas tradition.
That's only round one.
And, guys, I will be putting this up on
the
Instagram. That is... That table is insane.
Yeah,
the drinks table is two... What do you call them? Wallpapering tables?
That's amazing.
Pasting tables.
Pasting tables. Two pasting tables long.
How apt.
Two pasting tables long, just with drinks.
That's nice. Insane. That looks good. And just to point out, we're looking at a picture on a podcast of your buffet.
But we said we're going to put it on Instagram.
Referenced. However, we can also add for those OCD listeners the Christmas decoration.
Yes.
You're not going to put a special voice on when you're talking to the listener. Just be yourself. just be yourself.
Hello,
just be yourself, Ken.
I can't help it.
One more thing for the listeners.
I feel like I need to do my DJ voice.
You sound like you're on a tanner in a shopping centre.
Here we are on radio.
Back to the list.
Yeah, hang on, what else we got?
We've got
lots
to work through here.
We've done a bit about...
We didn't get to the United 2-0.
Yes, we did.
No, just one of my memories, go to Ireland and sit in a pub.
Yeah,
so you've got Christmas memories and traditions.
Who scored?
Andy Cole and Roy Keane.
Can't be that good a memory. What was it,
27th of the 12th, 95.
Right.
So Kev's got something on his list called Weird Christmas Things.
Yeah, that's what you're saying about the Ostra.
Oh, okay. So you decided to branch out, not to Irish traditions, but that's when you went to
That's fine.
The other things
okay,
that's fine. What I would like to talk about, because I think we probably have a bit more on it, is office Christmas parties.
Yes, I've got a great story from one of my about 2 years ago.
Yep.
We started booking these like mixed parties. So there's like 100 tables in a room and you just book 2, 3, 10, however you need. So it's good. It's better than what we used to do where you just book at a restaurant and it's boring because you just look at your work colleagues all the time.
Yeah.
So we sat down at the table. What they do is they make a conscious effort to make you sit boy, girl, different departments.
Okay.
So I sat at the table and sat next to this girl from sales, perfectly nice girl. But she starts to tell everyone on the table how she's going to drink everyone under the table and no one can drink.
Oh, God.
I didn't say nothing. Someone else on the table said, we got Kev on our table. Not a chance. And she starts having a pop at me. She's calling me a pussy, telling me. I said, look, let's just have a nice night. Don't worry about getting drunk or nothing like that. So she goes to the bar. She comes back with shots. I was like, if you want to play this game, we'll play this game.
Bold move.
So not a problem. I went to the bar. I got my round in. So I got a spot of Prosecco. Drinking this, they were calling me gay boy and all that. I said, drinking thing, isn't it? Drinking thing.
Guys getting a bottle of Prosecco.
Not a problem. So we had our meal.
Yeah.
We had our meal. Had a finish. Didn't see her for ages. So whatever. Arcade there in the thing, bit of fun, playing on the game. Security go rushing over to the ladies' toilet. I think, oh, what's going on in here? Transpires she's destroyed 2 or 3 cubicles by throwing up, and she had to be dragged out of there at 10:15.
Foolish. But
from what you've said, she hasn't had much.
No. There was a lot in between. You know, I brought out my specialty, which was bottle of Prosecco and double JD and Coke with Prosecco in it.
What?
It's nice. It's nice, but you drink that quite quickly. Bearing in mind, she has to drink at my place. I have to drink at her place.
Yeah.
Millsy's a bastard Prosecco.
Destroyed him on the stag do. He tried to... Oh,
your stag do, you ruined him, didn't
it? Oh, spewing on a plane, that's class. That's class.
We went through, I think we had 8 cans each on the coach on the way to Gatwick. And then for breakfast, me, Rams and Mill shared 2 bottles of Prosecco with our breakfast, as well as doing shots.
And then Rams.
And then we got 2 litres of vodka and filled up water bottles with it.
And then Mill's had to have someone else's trousers.
Yeah.
Because he threw up on himself whilst he was asleep.
And then what's even better is he took them off.
Put them in a bin.
Put them in a bin, and then had to go and climb back into that bin because he didn't realise there was someone's spare trousers.
Oh, never.
He was broken after that, wasn't he?
He was.
It was quite funny.
He was.
How was he when he got in at 5:30 in the morning when you did? Because you were hanging the next day.
I don't think
you said you were tired, weren't you?
I was just tired. I was
yeah, the other week when you're all at me and you're in the Globe or something.
Yeah, I was.
Did you go and watch Wales or something first? Wales
just,
on telly?
Yeah,
we were. Yeah,
you three went to
the village.
Went to the village. I watched that, and then there was another game on then, wasn't it? Yeah, after that, I don't know. It was in Northern Ireland, Netherlands.
You went straight to Globe after the Wales.
Yeah,
that was a long day. What else you got on your list?
Hang on. Still it's doing Christmas parties. Jesus,
we must have some.
It's the same
Christmas
list.
Parties.
Yeah, work Christmas parties. Anything,
no,
Boz.
Really?
Have you got anything to contribute?
Nothing on Christmas parties, I wouldn't say.
No?
No
scandals?
You slept through half of it.
It's probably not far off the truth.
So my first one was... out in Rorton, so it's just outside Swindon. Obviously not, you know that, but these people...
For the listeners.
These people in this thing here, they don't know. And it was in like a big... The air hangers up there.
Oh, yeah.
No, you wouldn't have done this one. No, I think it was that would have been pretty... But it was... So it was like, there's Dodgems, there's an arcade...
I went to the one once.
And everything, yeah.
That was the time I threw up in my mouth on the way home and had to keep it in my mouth the whole journey.
Nice.
We might have been to this one.
You definitely won. I went to the roulette one.
Surprising that was up at the same set.
Yeah, they had...
How old were you?
18?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was probably about 17, 18 when I went, so that
would
be
really
weird if we were at the same party.
Yeah, we would have been at the same one because it was just...
We definitely went.
My employer at the time.
Oh, what, for the whole place?
Yeah.
Hired out the whole hangar?
Yeah.
All right, roller.
All right, big time.
Well, I mean, I didn't pay for it. I was an attendee, very much so.
You would know, though. Mr. Big Time CEO.
But yeah, so, had the do. It was all you know, as they go and that. Everyone's hammered. Got to one point where suddenly an ambulance turns up, and it turns out that round sneakily round by the arcade bit, which was quite empty at that point, my team manager at the time was quite drunk, and married, and snobbed another team manager, and his partner was also a team manager there as well. Saw
team
him.
Manager orgy.
Oh yeah. Hmm. They started getting into, like, she was kicking off and they're having this big argument that somehow she ends up hurting herself. Ambulance arrives. Those two get carted off. Never see them again. Like, both sacked.
Oh, both wow. Sacked?
Yeah, well, either sacked or...
Instant discipline.
Or asked to leave because they never came back.
Christmas parties.
What is the legal advice on Christmas parties?
Christmas parties is still work. You're representing your company. You need to you need to display professional behaviour.
That is exactly what I say to my staff when I tell them to go and get me a round of shots.
Yes.
So, I do. I give them the money and I say, we're technically still working. Do as you're fucking told.
But there is case law that have said that after that, if only a few of you, which is not part of work, go to another pub and you can do it.
Hi guys, Taz Baz here, and you're listening to Boz and Baz's Festive Penny Arcade. My favourite thing about Christmas is piles and piles of pigs in blankets.
So same do, gets to the end, everyone's like filtering to the doors, waiting for taxis and stuff. And a few of us were talking to a couple of the senior managers. Now, one of the lads was being quite flirty with one of the senior managers. Now at the time, he was 19, and this senior manager was flirting with us, probably about 35.
Mm-hmm. Spring chicken.
Cougar.
So we're all kind of still waiting for taxis, and when I think about it, it was like a film. It's not. It was Sweden.
The script is in progress.
Yeah. So the two women have walked off to a taxi. I'm stood at the door with my mate, and he says to me, "If I get in that taxi, I'm gonna have sex tonight." I was like, what the fuck are you talking to me for? Get in that taxi. Which then meant that I then got a taxi on my own. So he's gone off. And that was that. Next day, he invites me for the breakfast of truth. He tells me all about it. I'm like, amazing, brilliant. What I then find out from like some of the other managers and stuff that is going around is that, yeah, what he said was like loosely true, but he kept his socks on the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, no, I did this. And then I was like, literally got back and got, and then people said, like, and was he just told you about what went on? I'm like, yeah, pretty, it's pretty racy stuff.
Pretty raunchy.
Yeah. Really? Well, you know, younger guy, older woman. She went, he kept his socks on. I was like, you what? Kept his socks on.
That's and the facing comes off of you.
That's weird, isn't it? Thanks, that's the biggest compliment you've taken tonight.
You don't do that in long-term relationships.
What a guy I am.
Did anyone ever watch, like, there was a programme called Coupling that was like...
Do you remember
Jeff?
Jeff.
And he had...
He was a Welsh guy, was he?
Yeah. But he had, like, the sock gap. He was like, there is a moment between... After you take off your trousers, before you remove your boxers, where you have to remove your socks, it is the sock gap.
Socks are the first thing.
If you don't do it, yeah, well, I'm...
Take my socks off of my feet anyway.
That's a talent.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Can you ball them?
Peel the banana.
But do you ball them when you do that as well?
No, I just get them off.
Well, yeah, shit.
I normally just leave them around the house. I just take my socks off.
Boss, I'm going to be honest with you, mate. I'm not going to argue with that. I don't see what the problem is with just leaving your socks wherever you want.
Have you got a prepaid funeral plan?
No, I haven't. Boz, have you got one?
I haven't. No.
How would we go about getting one?
Well, there's you can go through different funeral providers or people such as Pierce Funeral Planners. They do it. Or yes, there's plenty around. And
could you tell us some more about their excellent services?
They're excellent. Funeral directors, yeah.
Why?
Well, They're one of the few.
Get one of their packages. They take you from the cradle to the grave.
Hey, nice. Hey, you've been listening. You've been learning.
They are one of the few family-run funeral planners in Swindon.
Really?
I can imagine this getting cut quite a lot further back.
That's really important to me. The people who bury me are a family-run service.
It's ethics, isn't it?
Yeah, you should do that.
You've got no morals, which you don't.
What's their carbon footprint like?
It depends whether you're getting cremated or not.
Wow. I'd like to be tied to that.
Are the coffins recyclable?
They do recyclable coffins.
No, you can just buy your degradable coffins.
Yeah, absolutely.
In The Irishman, he picks up the green coffin. Is that Irish?
Well, I haven't got that far yet.
That's got nothing to do with this ad.
Is that not?
God, and then you're just ruining the film for us.
I told you I got halfway through.
Yeah, he does pick out the green coffin. Yeah, he does.
Oh, brilliant. So,
yeah,
it's really nice. I wonder if Pierce Funeral directors do green coffin.
It's Pierce Funeral Services.
So, my apologies.
When my granddad died, he had Spitfires printed all over his coffin.
Yeah, you can have it all like that. And you know what they actually do now?
What did he have?
Spitfires. Really? So you can have personalised coffins. But also, if you want to spread ashes, if you want like a walking stick, you can get the ashes on a container that as you kind of bash the walking stick, a little bit of the ashes fall out. So a lot of people are
like a really long,
it's just like a walking
pepper shaker.
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it?
It's not the stick, it's like a cylinder that goes around the stick.
Oh, that's weirder.
Well, it's not though, is it?
Christmas parties, they've got loads of stories from work and stuff.
Fucking share some then, Anne.
Yeah.
Or
do you not like them?
No, there was a partner who ended up sleeping with his assistant and he was married with two kids. There was another...
They weren't all there though, were they?
No, the wife and the two kids wasn't. But she told stories about how big he was and stuff. So everyone knew about it and like it was all denied and stuff. Well, yeah.
A package,
There was another one then where... The woman was married and she started kissing an illegal assistant, actually. And they are now got two kids together. She left her husband for him.
That's a fucking hell of a kiss.
Yeah.
Got some power behind that.
You know what he did first? In his hand.
One of the directors nearly got thrown out because he got stopped. He was so drunk. He got stopped buying drink at the bar and then got thrown out because he tried picking up the Christmas tree after. Yeah, there's loads of like Christmas stories. And then my last one of the Christmas stories I've got is one of the boys I know, and he'd only been there quite recently, so he'd only been there a few months, went to the Christmas party, started playing up on the bus on the way home. One of the big equity partners came and sat by him and was like, you need to calm it down now. And he's like, who the fuck are you? Who do you think you are? And stuff like that. Spat in some girl's face, like done all his shit. Swearing, called everyone a cunt and stuff. And he kept his job.
It's explicit, don't worry about it.
I'll say that word.
Yeah, okay. He managed to keep his job. But the other guy who worked in a different office got sacked because he was bringing people back to the office and doing drugs and having parties. Welcome to the world of law.
That was a
work hard, play hard.
You're a newbie racist, wasn't
I? I was trying not to specify exactly where I worked at the time, so we could delete that bit.
Alright, calm down.
Yeah.
He's rubbish at this.
It was this company at this
year.
And this was the person who
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name was Martin Peters.
To be fair, this guy I used to work with, I didn't really get on with him that well, so that was all right. I found out after he left that when he worked at a previous company, they went on like a Christmas do with a subcontractor. And they had a secretary or something that worked for them. And he was giving it big stacks to everyone how he took her back to his hotel room, etc., etc., etc. He had a missus. Transpires it was complete lies, and the woman he supposedly took back found out about it, so rang his missus and told her, one, she didn't sleep with him, but he's telling everyone she did.
Yeah.
So he might want to.
She might want to have an awkward conversation. Oh, yeah, with him.
I think it was very, very awkward. So he didn't do anything, but was telling people he did.
That's weird.
How do you explain that to your missus?
Yeah. That's weird. Why?
But how do you explain that to your missus? Not that I would ever understand why people cheat him in the first place. But if you don't cheat, she's going to, why are you telling people you did cheat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
That's like a bravado kind of like alpha male type thing, isn't it? Where he's trying to make everyone know, yeah, like me, I can have any woman I want, I can do this, I can do that.
That's true, really, the reality alpha, is... really alpha male.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that gets thrown at me all the time. Oh gosh, you're such an alpha. Yeah.
Fully identify with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You three pussycats.
Yeah, so one of the boy who got sacked, I didn't know him because he worked in a completely different office, but I think he managed to wreck the girls' toilet. People were staying in this hotel overnight, managed to find the keys to this woman's hotel. All her stuff was on one, it was like a twin room, but she was staying there herself. All her stuff was on one bed, so he slept in this other bed, pissed the bed, and then chucked all her stuff off and slept in the other bed. So she could either sleep in the bed where like some drunk boy had been sleeping, or the bed that he had pissed in beforehand. So yeah, he got sacked.
What did she do?
I don't know. Well, like, these are just all secondhand stories.
That dilemma. Do I get in bed with him? He stinks and he snores. Or do I get in the bed?
But he was really young as well. I think he was like early 20s, and God knows how old she was. But yeah,
he was
off his face on drugs.
Woman I worked with, she joined our team, but was invited to the do for her old team. It was, well, old department, and it was at the Marriott. And she came in on the Monday. We're like, how was it? She was like, it was fucking mental. What happened? She said, well, it started at 7. I got there at 7:30. She said as I was walking in, there was a lad who was so pissed that that instead of going into the toilet, he was just stood outside the room, inside the Marriott, just pissing on the wall. At 7:30, she said. Then, so as the night went on, everyone was getting like more and more drunk. She said, and in the reception, they used to have this big glass table, glass bars there. And anyone who's been to the Swindon Marriott will know that neither of those are there anymore. Reason being, a fight broke out and they smashed it.
Oh.
Absolutely destroyed it. So it was that. But they haven't, like, never stopped them from going back or anything, because they get too much money off them. But then towards the end of the night, an ambulance had to come because there's a woman who worked in the complaints team who was, like, mid-50s, was so drunk, she was sat on the little wall out the front. She fell forward because she was so drunk she didn't put her hands out. She just smashed her face.
That's funny.
People are
stupid. Get that.
That's funny.
What about like, what's like the most like extravagant like Christmas do and that you've been to? Has there been anything particularly extravagant?
No.
Probably the most extravagant was a works do that you possibly could or couldn't have attended. I went with a previous partner of mine, and it was just after I'd worked out that me and tequila don't mix anymore. But it's that alpha male bravado thing.
Yeah.
We were all dressed up.
Three outfits, yeah.
Dressed up. I think I had like a black suit on, but like a tux type.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't a tux, but... And we're in there, and I'm making chit chat and small talk with the other guys, trying to mingle. And
it was mingle a game. With the dingles.
It was a game, and no one could do it. I step up, bang, first go. You win a prize. I was like, get it. You win a free shot of tequila. I was like, of course I did. Quality. So I've necked it, stood there, everyone's chatting. I've just said, I'm just off to the toilet. And yeah, I had to throw up into a port-a-loo while wearing basically a tux. and then just couldn't stop getting sick then, because that's what I do when I do throw up.
That's it, once you've started, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Question, what makes that extravagant? Is it the fact that you were drinking tequila? Or
no,
it was
in
the
tux. Yeah, it was extravagant in the story.
It's the tux. That's,
to be fair, he said it wasn't particularly
extravagant. It wasn't, it's just it was a roulette, it was a Monte Carlo themed Christmas
James
party.
James Bond-esque.
Yeah. Apart from that, Christmas party.
Do you know what, it must have been the same one then.
It was up in the cliffhanger. Yeah.
The cliffhanger. There was a hell of a cliffhanger. That must have been the same one.
The air hanger.
Rorton.
They had like roulette tables and it was all like, you didn't win anything.
Yeah.
You give them free tokens. Whoever had the most at the end got like a raffle prize or something.
Yeah.
I went to a Christmas party once, and before going to the Christmas party, I ended up in Cardiff watching the rugby before. So by the time I got to the Christmas party, I was quite drunk. Ended up ripping my tights as soon as I got there.
What, like Hulk style? Or like... You just went in and went... Yeah,
as soon as you get
there... You're late, I got this. Yeah.
I'm smashed!
No, as soon as I got there, I went to the toilet. You try and pull your tights up, my hand just went straight through it. So as soon as I... I hadn't shaved my legs, so I ended up wearing this short dress with no tights on in the middle of December.
Oh, she's not Hulk at all.
So you're
she wasn't Hulk at all, she was the beast.
And what did my boss said to me the time, God, you look like a rock chick. I'm like, yeah, that's not the look I was going for.
Oh, playing the spoons. Hussy.
Amateur.
Poor Anne.
And I fell asleep then. I did actually fall asleep in that Christmas party, so we've got something in common there.
Mm. Is that? Oh, I'm glad you guys have got one thing in common.
Yeah. Fell asleep on the table. Said,
apart from being Welsh.
Is there anything else?
No.
We both
live in Anne's house.
We're the same school.
Anne's house.
Right. You feel my pain on that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I do actually.
Yeah. It's just rude.
Okay. I'm bored of this now. I'm not bored of this. Something we talked about briefly earlier before we started recording that I think we need to bring back, because I want to know, Kev, why do you hate Cheers?
Yeah.
Not Cheers as in like everybody knows your name, but we've all got a drink.
Or the TV programme Cheers.
A toast, yeah. Why do you hate toasting, Kev?
I just don't see the point in it. I just don't see the need to do it.
It's tradition.
And now, because people realise that I don't see the point, they do it even more.
So this Christmas then, you're going to be with, Emma's family. You'll be around Emma's family. How's it going to go?
We love a cheers because it's only polite and it's, you know, the British thing to do, isn't it? You pick up a glass and you toast your family well-wishing and good health and all such.
Yeah.
So we'll be there. Cheers, everybody. Cheers, Kev. And he'll join in. Yep, cheers. Then we sit down a bit later on and we sit down for our meal. The first drink with our meal, we may cheers again.
That makes sense. I get that.
No. My food gets put in front of me. I want to start eating. I don't want to lift up a glass that I'm not going to drink.
But nobody's
going to
steal
everybody.
Your food, Kev. It's food for everyone.
Yeah.
We've already established I grew up in an Irish family. You didn't eat your dinner, someone else did, right?
Yeah, but hey.
Survival of the fattest.
Hey, you got out of that airlord. You're all right now. Your dinner's going to be there for you.
All
it's
we
fine.
Want to do, Kev, is it's wish fine. You well.
You married him.
Yeah, you married him. It's fine.
It's 2019 now, mate. No one's going to steal your dinner.
I know.
But
potato family is all
that. Wow. I've not realised that Baz and Buzz and Penny Arcade was racist.
That's topical.
That's great.
Maybe we need to vet our guests a little bit more, Buzz.
Probably
did you check this one at the door?
Probably want to edit that out. And this next
that's
one
these.
As well.
That's
no,
these.
Nobody's listened to us in Ireland.
Turkey.
Now, where were we? We're about to roast dinners.
I just think it's quite interesting. I think everybody will agree that their parents' roast or their mum's roast is the best roast.
Does roast or like specifically Christmas dinner?
I was talking about a roast dinner, but let's as it's festive, let's go for a Christmas dinner.
I think we can branch that out.
In fairness,
So I love my mum's Christmas dinner, mostly because I get a load of, even when I ate, so I don't eat meat, but even when I ate meat, I love the fact that we'd always have about six different types of veg, and it'd be really nice. I find it quite amusing that Kev's family, Irish family, their Christmas dinner basically constitute as meat, roast potatoes, mashed potatoes, and maybe boiled potatoes.
There's never three. Two. That's bullshit. Just mashed and roast.
I have been round and there's been three types of potato for you to throw me up.
Buy one new potato.
To be fair, the concept of having roast and mash with a...
Roast and mash.
Roast potatoes and mash with a roast. I'd never even considered that until I met your cousin. That was the first time I've seen
it. What, you wouldn't consider roast potatoes with a...
Wouldn't have roast and mash with a roast dinner.
The roast potato is the best type of
potato. I don't like roast potatoes, Matt.
But they used to do it in Rudy's.
Is that because they're fun?
Yeah, sorry. Rudy's roast dinner, you get mash and roasties.
Absolutely. You'd also get a big pile of veg, which you don't get.
What's the point? We're not fucking... Whatever.
As we said, potato farming is over. Get it while we can.
You know what?
Veg is not a big thing in your family, is it?
No.
Well, a potato is a vegetable.
We would rather get
like half-inch slabs of beef, lamb, or whatever.
Is it an Irish thing to have two different types of potato on a plate?
Well, no. It is
an Irish thing because we went over to Ireland.
Hang on, but did you go to Ireland to visit his family?
Yeah. We went to Ireland to visit his family. It wasn't Christmas time, but we went over and they put on a buffet in this really lovely hotel, and they had this buffet out. So I'm going along as a veggie. They're like, okay, you've got some veggie lasagna. I'm like, oh, amazing. So I'm going along, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, they've got some fries. Okay, I'll have some fries. What's that, mashed potato? Boiled potato? Well, they had four types of potato.
Potato croquettes?
It is near enough. In curly one fries. Buffet, they have four types of potato.
Potato salad, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was potato salad, yeah.
Whatever.
My dad's mother's insane mashed potatoes. They're so good. They're so nice. I have them in a sandwich.
Yeah, like, you have a mashed potato sandwich.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I in all fairness,
hang on. How is that a mark of something being so good? Oh, it's so good. This was so good. I had to put it in a sandwich.
Bread is an accompaniment to anything that's good. Bread and goose soup, love it.
Goose sandwiches with goose soup.
Oh, see,
I like soup in a sandwich.
I love soup. With
mashed potato sandwiches with loads of butter.
Always used to get it when I was poorly. Super sandwiches.
Yeah.
So when would you have mashed potato sandwiches?
On Boxing Day, innit? Your mother does Boxing Day dinner, doesn't she?
No, my mother does turkey salad, but she does mashed potato, and for some reason, my parents have bread and butter with everything.
Yeah.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
No.
I have an omelette, you'd have bread and butter with it. I have pie and chips, you'd have bread and butter with it. Everything comes with bread and butter.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm down with that. Probably the only thing I wouldn't have bread and butter with is a sandwich. Because that's just excessive.
Yeah.
Depends if it's a Clubman sandwich. Then you get
if you have a mashed potato, there's nothing wrong with having more potato with that, is
there?
No.
No. Had a mashed potato sandwich, superb. If we've never tried it, do we?
See, my Italian background, you have bread with pretty much every single meal. And my dad will make a sandwich out of everything. I've actually seen him have a pizza sandwich before.
Oh, God!
Amazing. There was a period back in about, I think it was about 2007, 2008, where Tesco's started doing like, they were trying this like their student range, and they did, they had a lasagna sandwich.
Oh,
I've had it.
Disgusting. Yeah, I had it as well.
I made my own. I haven't bought it.
Yes, yeah, so they had lasagna sandwich. I feel like there was a chow mein one as well.
That might be.
I used to do it with spaghetti bolognese. We used to get like some French bread, and then you'd like cut it in half and then dig out some of the bread. And then fill it with spaghetti with, you butter the bread first. Yeah. And then it's like a spaghetti boat. It's absolutely amazing.
So when I worked in Merthyr, you could have cob and chips. Merthyr was a different world. But you'd have a massive, like, do you know what a cob is?
Bread.
So you cut a cob in half. And they would be in like the chip, with all the fishes and everything. They'd just have these cobs with all the bread scooped out. And you'd ask for a cob and chip. So they'd fill all the sort of empty bits of it with chips with curry sauce on top, and you just eat it like that. No, brum. Irish curry it was in Merthyr. Merthyr's full of Irish.
Where are we with Christmas?
Christmas?
Your list.
Oh.
We digress.
Christmas films.
Well, the thing is, Emma, is that what happens is that...
I'll put a list of things together.
I'm a big fan of a list, though.
I'll put a list of things together, and me and Boz will cover maybe three things on that list, and then just talk about whatever comes up.
I feel like I'm not going to be invited again because I've tried to...
No, I like the structure.
He likes the structure. I've been telling him ever since we started, we should structure it more. No!
Welcome to my world.
The one and only time I've listened to your podcast, I thought, God, they need to structure this more.
Nah. That was the first.
Okay,
that
was the first.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Only for me.
Thanks,
I've never listened to anything.
He's since then.
Never watched
one either.
No, I will be listening.
That's the next thing. We'll do a webcast. That's
oh, don't that.
Could you imagine?
Once the studio's set up.
Yeah.
Just on food though, I saw. I don't know if you guys have seen it. That Aldi are doing a 2 meter long pigs in blanket.
Oh. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not saying it.
2 meters of murder.
What? I'm not a massive fan of pigs in blankets.
Oh my god. Fucking god.
Oh, get this.
But hang on.
One second. I just need to say something clearly and concisely to the pond.
Yeah.
She traded her pigs in blankets for sprouts.
Fucking.
I mean, I like sprouts, but fuck's sake.
Why are you looking at me like that? You're a vegetarian, Emma.
Oh, so my cousins have a group, and at the moment it's becoming completely obsessive of pigs and blankets. So we've got sent a Marks and Spencer's pigs and blanket roll. Then we've got the 2 foot one from Aldi. We've also got a pigs and blanket with a baked camembert. It's a pigs and blanket fondue.
Yep, seen that. Nice.
That could be nice.
Classy.
Pigs and blanket baby trousers. Which looks very questionable. Go on, Kevin, you got something to add?
Big shout out on the pigs and blankets to Dunny and Louis D.
No, well done. That's his listener's voice.
Two listeners for you.
Pigs and blanket Christmas card. So, yeah, this is what goes on in my life.
I just don't like... I like the sausage part, but I don't like the bacon part.
So, Emma, I've just sent you a picture of something I've been working on over the past few years. So... It's become a tradition for us leading up to Christmas that, like, one weekend we will have. I will make Christmas burgers. Each year they've changed a little bit each year. So it started off where I'd have, like, a turkey patty with. There'd be some form of, like, pigs in blankets stuffing and all that. But decided to get rid of the turkey bit this year because. It was too dry because turkey mince is it's really lean, isn't it? So the main part of the burger is.
What are you looking at here?
I'm going to explain it to you now.
Oh, go on, sorry.
So, brioche bun. Boz isn't a fan of the brioche bun.
I don't mind the brioche bun.
You got the main burger is effectively just a big pig in blanket. So, it's three sausages smushed into a burger shape, wrapped in streaky bacon. Oh yeah.
Streaky bacon.
Cheese.
Oh, add it to the list.
Yeah, that's just...
Exactly, bacon is fun. Anne does not like fun.
It's just like a billion calories in there, isn't it?
That's not me. You're saying these things.
It does look like a shredded penis.
I've never shredded a penis, Emma, so I wouldn't know.
I'm not the one eating it, so, you know.
Well, I'm, again, not on. Shredding it.
I've been eating a shredded penis. So.
You crack on, what else have
we got here? We've got the pig and blanket burger itself. You've then got cheese, a stuffing burger on the top of that.
Right.
Sage and onion.
What are these chips?
lattice fries.
Lattice fries.
Then, so here, the shredded penis part that Emma is referring to is...
She knows her shredded penis.
Got a rotisserie chicken.
Says the vegetarian. Yeah.
Got a rotisserie chicken, because I couldn't be bothered to go and... Like roast up a turkey leg.
Kill your own chicken.
Shredded it all. Sat in
that's
gravy.
Not a Christmas burger. You have a chicken on a Christmas burger.
It was a
less than
needed. Yeah, needed substitute. Sat that in gravy. and then plonk that all on top with top bun with a bit of cranberry sauce on there. Lattice fries, more stuffing balls, and there was some mozzarella sticks.
I was going to say, it looks like random mozzarella sticks as well.
Yeah, they were in the fridge and we were going to go, so I thought I'd just do them
is
as that, well.
Yeah, it's not a bowl of stuffing, is it?
That it's resting on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, was that, did you do that on purpose?
Of course I did!
Well, I've got to say, that does not look appetising.
That's just a normal meal in Baz's house.
It was. It was very good, but you don't like meat, so...
I can appreciate meat. I mean...
I clearly don't.
You upload the picture of my Boxing Day meal, but not that I eat, but my family eat, which has got a lot of meat in it.
Better from that side, to be fair.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, much better from that side.
Better from that side.
Yeah, I can't see any shredded pizza.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you can see the stuffing burger and the cheese.
Yeah, it does look better from that angle.
Not scrotum.
Honestly, so critical. I like having Kev on.
Oh.
Emma, not so much.
Emma's nickname, tagline, whatever you want to call it, is The Corrector.
Oh wow, world's shittiest superhero.
Yeah. No, she's not superhero.
Sorry guys, if you're going to actually be successful in this crime, what you need to do...
It's not that, it's just, I like to eat, I really like to eat, but then I also like to pass judgment on what I'm eating to make
this suggest... really, really nice, but do you know how you could make it better?
Yeah, I like to
completely change it.
No, not completely change it, but sometimes it may need
just a bit of this.
Like... When, you know, give us a specific example. What was the last meal you had? Like, the food you just had tonight.
Okay, start.
Yeah.
No, because she's not made that before. If she'd ordered a pad thai, she'd tell you how she would have made it different and it would have tasted much nicer.
What's your culinary skills and qualifications?
She's a very good cook.
Yeah.
I don't have any qualifications. I love to cook.
There's her qualification. There's her qualification.
That's fair.
The rotund gut I am currently packing. I'm fed well.
I would like to say I'm quite a good cook. So Mexican food, I'm quite good at cooking Mexican food.
Solid.
It works quite well as veggie food as well, so that's good.
I'd go as far as to say I don't think you've ever made me a bad meal.
Wow.
Very bold statement.
In fact, I don't even think I'd go as far as to say she's made me an average meal. They've all been.
Do you ever cook in your house?
Ish.
Kev doesn't want the food to stop. So he's being very. I'd probably say that you're Michelin star.
No. Emma is a very good cook.
You can cook.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll cook meat. I don't particularly like maybe stuffing meat I will cut it up but with a knife and fork and just be like kind of thing, but yeah, I'll still cook it, it's fine.
Or when you cut meat, do you hear like the animals
screaming? But I imagine that's what it would be like to cut up a human, because it's very fleshy and chicken's quite similar to human apparently.
Pork, they reckon, is more similar.
So when you're cutting up some chicken, you're thinking about cutting up people. You're thinking about cutting up people.
It makes it easier for to really cut it up. I'm on your. Well, I think that's where you were going with it. That's how it sounds.
Kev, can I just ask, are you okay?
Are you vegetarian for ethical reasons or just because you don't like meat?
Ethical reasons.
It is ethical reasons.
Because she knows that if she starts cutting up meat, then she's going to start cutting up people, and then that's
that.
Going to guess.
It's not that, but that's what
I'm hungry.
Imagine.
That was my arm. Yeah, well, people, meat, whatever.
Old Hannibal, Hannibal Reap over there.
Whatever. Anyway, back to your cut up scrotum.
No, we're way past that now, mate. No one cares about that anymore. They want to know how many people you've eaten.
Yeah.
As a vegetarian.
Yeah. Well, okay, I couldn't touch animals, but I will eat their head off a person.
So you cook most of the time then?
Yeah, but I love to cook. I really love to cook. So, yeah. You do cook.
We've said not that you're invited.
It's your goose soup.
I've never cooked goose soup. I don't think I would cook it. I don't think I would win at that one. I mean, that's one
for I want to try it now. That's
yeah, thing. I really want some
I
goose
really
soup.
I want some.
Apparently, it's also a bit of a natural laxative.
Really?
So it's
oh, is that all the fat?
Yeah.
It's probably not good when your toilet's still outside.
Bloody yeah.
Warm the house, right?
It warms the house like it warms you from the inside out.
Kev, do you want them on Twitter? Can we tweet her?
Same.
From the pod. We're huge fans.
She's
of,
on Facebook.
We don't have Facebook.
Let's just leave that out
there. Oh, okay.
Do you know what, actually? One thing, just going back to the pigs in blankets again.
Mm.
Obviously, we've mentioned we've got a fairly solid American listenership. From what I can understand, pigs in blankets in America is a little like cocktail sausage.
Chipolata.
Wrapped in pastry, so like basically a sausage roll.
That's a sausage
roll. I think I'd prefer that. See.
But more like a cocktail sausage rather than more
like a sausage roll.
Yeah. No, but I mean like a Frankfurt type thing rather than a.
Oh.
Proper sausage.
Oh,
Americans don't have proper sausages, or they always have those. It's not like a Lincolnshire sausage.
Well, no, they don't have a Lincolnshire sausage.
It's proper sausage.
I'm sure they have. No, they do have actual sausages, like sausages similar to ours.
Yeah, but they have hot dog sausages mainly, don't they?
We also have hot dog sausages.
Yeah, but we have proper.
Like
you know what I mean? We have proper sausages.
The meaty sausages.
Yeah.
I'm
Look
sure
at you,
they
just
would
not
disagree.
Wanting to
annoy
your American listeners.
Yeah, I know. You're so protective of
them. You saw that fence.
No. He's not sure what side of the Atlantic.
They don't have proper meaty Lincolnshire sausages.
You don't want to upset anyone.
Me and Basil, we like USA.
Yeah.
But it's the same like the Germans.
USA! USA!
Hey, we got a magnet of Trump on the fridge. We're saying that's top. Don't you think half the
Yeah, we don't.
Let's not go there.
We don't. We're not equipped for politics, Boz. We never have been.
No.
But the Germans would also argue against us for not having the right kind of sausage. The Germans would be like, you haven't got a
currywurst.
Yeah.
Currywurst is good, mate.
Currywurst is good.
You didn't have that one last week, did you?
No, I just had the
breakfast, whatever it is.
Well, yeah. We were in
Cardiff. We went to Cardiff.
It was just Christmas market.
Yeah, loads of Christmas markets, and then done the haze.
Sure.
Yeah.
Near where the
sauerkraut
was.
To that Welsh bit.
Sauerkraut.
Mm. I do like a bit of sauerkraut. I like. Have you ever had a Reuben, like a sandwich?
Yes, I have.
Big fan. Pastrami, sauerkraut. Gherkin,
I do like
Swiss,
pastrami.
Russian
Swiss
dressing.
Emmental.
That is. I don't
what
know what it is.
What is a Russian dressing?
I don't know. It's.
I think it's called.
It's a little bit spicy.
Russian dressing.
It's kind of pink. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's damn good.
Russians.
Yeah.
Has it got pink in it?
I don't think they add pink. Oh, do you know what? This dressing is good.
I didn't say that.
It just needs a little bit more pink in it.
Sparkle. A little bit of sparkle. Like my shoes when we went to darts, you bastard.
Oh, that was good. Oh, do you know what? I was thinking about that the other day, and there's a chance I killed a man that day. I was going to the toilet.
Seafood sauce.
You sure it wasn't?
It's
chicken?
Mayonnaise and ketchup.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. This is worse than red curry sauce.
Oh,
you
upset.
And your Russian
no, it's
dressing.
Not. It's not because it's got a bit of spice to it. I wanna know now.
He's out. He's out.
Kev's tired.
Baz, call it. Hey, but this is a weird
no,
thing with this.
I'm not having that. Hang
it's
on.
Seafood sauce.
You too. Oh,
it's
on.
Fucking Thousand Island dressing.
It's Russians call it Ketchanese.
English call it.
I know.
Only Baz calls it Russian dressing.
No? And you just googled Russian dressing, you dickhead.
No, the Russians call it Russian dressing. They call it Ketchanese.
Russian dressing is on the spicier side with a hint of heat from horseradish and hot sauce. Fuck off.
They have got that nailed, didn't they? What would you call ketchup and mayonnaise?
Ketchanese.
Russian dressing sounds better, though.
Russian dressing.
More authentic.
Look at this. Very authentic. Russian dressing is a key ingredient of the Reuben sandwich. Russians call it ketchanese. Place of origin, United States.
I didn't say it was Russian, did I? I just said it was called Russian dressing.
Yeah, you changed.
How have I changed? Yeah. I just said the ingredient to the sandwich I ate.
Me and my Russian dressing. And look at you now. Look at you now.
Still going to eat it. It's still going to go. This Russian dressing, fucking good.
Yeah, it's American ketchanese.
No, it's Russian if it's ketchanese.
Right, I think. Poor
Kevin's scurred.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Not stressed.
You know what? We just haven't really slept for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, it's been difficult. Really with our rattling.
I'm okay. I don't sleep really at all.
Chestnuts.
And that's the show. It's always nice to have a guest on. In 2020, we'll see if we can get some celebrity guests. Maybe an ex Big Brother contestant, or a politician, or Dane Bowers. I mean, he'll go on anything. Anne Harrod said that she knows someone. Who knows the quiet Welsh lad that went out first in 2019 series of Love Island. I'm sure he'll add a lot. So fingers crossed, I guess. Anyway, as always, if you want to get in touch with us, it's at @BBPennyArcade on Twitter and Instagram, and bbpennyarcade@gmail.com if you have a bit more to say. We'd like to know about anything that happens where you live, that only happens where you live. Now enjoy the rest of the Christmas period. Have a happy new year. See you in 2020. Step up and pray, each machine seemed to say, as I walk round and round the penny arcade.